session number 60165.
Rather than too much of the holy stuff. And most of us used to sing the hymns that he suggested too, which you wouldn't do if you didn't want to.
Do you regret your time in the Navy?
No, in fact, I didn't like it at the time. I wouldn't say I was sort of pleased with it at the time, but looking back on it, I'm glad that I've done it. I'm glad that I did do it, because I'm quite sure it makes you more tolerant now. And I'm certainly put up more with this lot than I could have done had I not had that experience. In fact, I always tell a naval chap, this chap that I was telling about at the centre, he came last Christmas time as caretaker. And I thought, I bet he's a naval chap. Before I'd even spoken to him, his name is Len Hobson. I said, what are you then, Len? You must be Navy. He said, that's right, you got it first time.
What is there about naval?
Just sort of an air, tolerance as well. Very tolerant people, I find. I don't know whether I'm tolerant, but I try to be. But with most naval blokes, you can tell, you know, sort of, never mind what's happened, that's happened. What are we going to do next? Don't complain about what's happened, that's done and done with. What are you going to do about it? That's the thing. That's why I look at things now. I mean, this is what's happened. What am I going to do to get better? Don't sort of go around, as I've seen a lot of people do, not in tears, but want to sort of put their burden you with their troubles.
Well, thank you very much for...
Well, it's been a pleasure working with you, I'm sure, if I can call what I've been doing working.
Well, I'm very pleased that you've been willing to share your experiences with us.
Well, say, sea time didn't count to much, but what I did do was really grim. I didn't like it at all. You know, the weather, the sea was your biggest enemy, without a doubt. And the conditions you lived under. But for the most part, on a shore basis, I was, possibly because of my health, I don't know. But whatever it was, I always had a... managed to sort of skive out of doing the things I didn't want to do. You only get that with experience. You don't sort of volunteer for anything. There's one occasion, I don't think it's worth noting, but you might like to know it from a personal point of view. When I was in Royal Naval Barracks after I passed for the leading hand, I was given half a dozen chaps to go down to the United Services sports place where they play cricket. The officer had been playing cricket that day, and I had to go and take this mob to put the seats and gear away, and so he sort of sloped down. It was after time, after working time. This was during the evening. I just sort of marched them down in a sort of some sort of order. No, it didn't look as if he was going down in a big heap. Saw the officer in charge. There was whose job it was to see that the gear was stowed away. He did tell me and let me know what he wanted. So I gave him a quick sort of salute and said, "Yes, sir." And got the bloke, said, I said, well, do you hear what you said, lads? Let's get these away and get away back. Didn't go straight back to barracks, otherwise you might be lumbered with another job. So we took a sort of a roundabout route via one of the pubs and stopped there for an hour or so and had a drink each, you know, and made it look as though we'd been working hard. But unfortunately, on our way back, I was marching them back because going back to barracks was a bit different to sort of marching away from it. There was an officer coming along, lieutenant. So I told her that his eyes had left me, all gave him a salute, you know. It so happened it was this officer that I'd been working with down at the ground. He said, have you lads just finished? I said, well, no, sir, if we finish early, I'll put it to you frankly, if we finish early, they'll find us something else to do. And I said, we've done enough down there, I thought. So the lads and I went in and had a drink on our way back. He said, very good, carry on. So I thought, you know, you'd either sort of try and plan all your way out of it or speak the truth. This time the truth paid off.
Was that typical of the relationship between officers and men?
Well, sometimes you get it depending on who they were, really. So Royal Navy, okay, but if those RNBR or RNR sort of jumped up, blokes who were sort of pen pushers the week before, it didn't wash with them. But an old sailor was okay, an old hand.
Well, thanks very much. I think okay. We'll finish it there.
Yeah, right. Fair enough then. You're way home now, Conrad, are you?